You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. Get educated and enlightened with the tools to help you succeed in your business on Enterprise. In our Open for Business segment today, I'll be speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting on what character is and why it's required for the survival of your business. A little later during our Aiming for Alpha segment, after the headlines 11, I'll be speaking to Marsha Ibishitz, Managing Partner, MDI Management Development Institute Asia Pacific. Are Malaysian directors coachable? We'll find out a little later. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Open for Business segment. What were you doing before you started your company, Joseph?
Well, before Good Monday came along, I was in the corporate sector, waking up every Monday morning.
Loving it.
Or trying to love it. Primarily in the sales and marketing industry, although I started off as an engineer. So it has been a good experience in the corporate sector, knowing the up and downs of what goes on in the industry.
Why did you start this company?
Well, I started this company for a few reasons. Primarily, it's out of passion, because what I find is that when we go to work, there must be an underlying passion and purpose to cause us to want to wake up every morning. And that's why I call it a Good Monday Consulting. Monday should be the most exciting day of the week.
Should be Great Monday.
That's right. Good and great.
When did you start this company?
Well, I started this company about five years ago. And if you may ask me, why character training? Basically, I was in a stage of my life, maybe it's a midlife stage, where you kind of look for something that kind of tie it all together, because most people around my age would have been there and done that. But there is something within me at one period of life that was looking for something significant, something meaningful. It's there something that can tie my experiences in life together, something that brings a sense of purpose and significance in my life. And I feel that character training, it's one of the focus.
I understand you are registered as certified as a character training. What is this certification on character training that you went through?
Okay. Well, Freda, character is really something that we all know about. Most of the people, if you talk to and if you ask them, it's someone's character important, they would basically just nod their head. The thing is, although character is something we all know about, in this day and age, it is something that needs to be spoken of more frequently and more explicitly because of the way that the bottom line culture, the competitive culture, have driven the whole industry, that we no longer look at people as assets. We look at them as things and positions that we can manipulate. Although most organizations would pay lip service that people are their most important assets.
Before we get into the importance of character in the workplace, where was it that you got certified? And on where is this body that certifies someone?
Okay. Well, the Character Training Institute is based in Oklahoma City, which was basically a result of what happened in Mr. Tom Hill's factory called Kimray. He was facing the daily problems that an organization would face in terms of employee morale, low productivity, drug issues, absenteeism. So what happened was...
This was in the 50s, 60s?
This was in the 80s. And what happened was he was trying to put his finger to what is the problem. I've sent my employees for a lot of skills training, but their heart remains the same. So am I missing out on something here? It was not until he put together an in-house character-based training program that things started to fit, and then it went on to develop into a formal character training program after other organizations saw how successful it was for Kimray.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Open for Business segment. Why is character important in the workplace, and what comprises character?
Character is the qualities that is built within an individual that determine his or her response regardless of circumstances. And that's what we want in the qualities of an employee. Someone whose response and the way they treat others, the way they handle their job, is consistent regardless of circumstances.
Regardless of the economy, regardless.
That's right. That's right. If you find that you can only smile if someone smiles at you, but if someone shouts at you, you shout back at twice the volume, you don't have character. You have a reaction. You have a reaction. But deep within us, we have a choice. We can choose our reaction. And character training brings this to the surface and helps us to choose our reaction. Our response, rather.
Isn't character developed at home? A combination of nature and nurture.
I would say that character, what character does is that character sets the standard. Character sets the standard as to what the expected behavior is or what are some of the universal principles involved in relationship building. Of course, each one of us have our own different personality. You may be more predisposed towards patience than I am. Or I may be more predisposed towards, let's say, creativity than you are. Regardless of our predisposition, we always have room to grow. And in the character training that I conduct, what I make it clear to the participants is what is the standard of good character and what can we do to address the gap between personality and character demonstration.
So they're two very different things, where you can actually learn to develop your character.
Yes, that's right. People can change. This is the fundamental premise of character training.
So, I was reading that there are 49 facets of a person's character. Maybe you can just explain one of it. I know this month's theme, you were telling me, is about forgiveness. Now, how does forgiveness play in the workplace? I'm trying to imagine a scenario and how that affects productivity.
Okay. Yes, you're right. We, in the curriculum of the character training, we have got 49 character traits that we look at. And primarily what my clients do is that they focus on one character quality a month. And for the month of February, the character that we are focusing on is forgiveness versus rejection. Forgiveness versus rejection. Forgiveness is defined as clearing the record of those who wronged me and not holding a grudge. What's the role of forgiveness in the workplace? The premise is this. People who cannot get along cannot work alongside each other. And you will find that a lot of organizations, in order for productivity to work, you need to be working together as a team. And forgiveness, to me, is the character quality that greases the machinery of the team effort. Without forgiveness, people will be bitter, they will hold on to offenses, they will keep a grudge, and they do not have a way to clear that poison within the system. And every day they dread to go to work because of a particular face that they will see in the office. And forgiveness is important because forgiveness teaches us that the need to let go, the need to talk about things, the need to control our anger, and the need to move on.
Another big issue right now is, you know, with all the con jobs that have been happening, is the issue of trust. How do you address, is trustworthiness one of the characters as well?
I would say that trustworthiness is critical. There is a saying that goes like this, a good name is better than silver and gold. And basically, an organization's position in the marketplace is determined by its reputation. So at the heart of it all, each one of us want to have a good reputation. That is also one of the driving factors to why character training is important. Because if you were to look at a person's or an organization's reputation, at the heart of it, it's about character. How I serve customer. Am I diligent in my work? Am I punctual in my project deliveries? Am I diligent in the way that I do my work? All of this adds up to our reputation. And the way to get to a good reputation is by way of consistent character demonstration.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Open for Business segment. So what do you, how long is your training when you go out there, and how do you train these people in character? What is the follow-up? What is the process that you train a person in character?
Okay. Well, the question would rather be how deep is the training rather than how long is the training. Primarily, I deal with organizations who are concerned with their corporate values. They know that corporate values is important. They want to develop a work environment where people look forward to coming to work, but they are not able to go beyond just a nice-looking website or a smiley badge for people to wear every day. How do they take it beyond just the looks and feel of corporate values?
Just the exterior. I've seen these badges of some people, and there's a smiley face, and I'm looking at the person wearing it, and there's no smiley face there.
But that's right.
Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, there's no smiley face. You know why, Freda? Because there's no depth. It's superficial. So primarily what I do is I spend a two-day engagement with the senior management of an organization, and we go through these fundamental questions. Are you serious about your values being translated into day-to-day behavior? They have got to answer that question. And if they say, yes, I want to see how values is connected to behavior, then I say we are ready to do some work. So within the 2 days, we go through what are the rudimentary principles of putting in place a character-based culture, which part of their corporate values can be strengthened with specific character definitions. And then the next stage is a customized engagement where I sit down with the client and say, okay, how are we going to include character standards in your hiring process? How are we going to include it into your performance appraisal process? How are we going to include it into your employee induction process and the way you draft out your company policies and so on? So it's really quite rigorous, and a lot depends on the depth that the company wants to take it to.
Right now, when you approach organizations and they're more concerned about, I want sales training because I want to improve the bottom line and I need it this quarter at the very latest, how do you justify to organizations that character training is more, well, if not more crucial than sales training?
Well, let me relate an incident here where I was with one of my clients, and the engineering manager remarked to me saying, Joseph, we have got a new MD that just came on board. He's pushing us for the bottom line. He's pushing us to give the output that the company needs. But what happens is he does not sit down to understand the problems that I face. If he wants output, I can give it to him. But he can never get my commitment. So in a way, if we keep pushing for the bottom line, we will get the bottom line. But can we have sustainability? If you look at people and relationships in the workplace, we are like a rubber band. We can be stretched, but we all have a limit. And unfortunately, most managers in the workplace don't realize the limit of that rubber band stretching until it's too late. When the white envelope is on the table or when there's a strike, then when you try to put remedies into place, it's already too late. What character training says is, yes, bottom line is important. Knowing where we want to go is important, but how we get there is equally important. That's why character training must start off with the manager, with the parent, with the teacher, because we set the tone at home. We set the tone in the office. We set the tone in the class. So what we do is we come alongside the employees, tell them about what good character is, model it for them, and assist them in the how-tos in addition to the what-to.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Open for Business segment. How long is this process of seeing this result, you start the 2-day training, and when do you expect to see result? What is the thinking behind that?
Okay. Well, the picture behind character training, it's of a tree bearing fruit. And just as you don't get fruit immediately, so is character. It doesn't come immediately, but when certain processes are in place, over time and intentionality, it will happen. Good character training is a lot like planting seeds. For example, at home, there are certain times when I plant the seed of what good character is to my children. I could still remember the time when I spoke to my 4-year-old daughter about attentiveness. What is attentiveness? And in the first few weeks that I talked to her about attentiveness is showing the worth of a task or a person by giving them my full concentration. Nothing came out of her until one day her teacher came back to my wife and said, "Hey, Eunice have been
paying attention
in class. What happened?" There you go. The fruit has developed. So what we need to put in place is a lot of intentional structures. I would call them empowering structures in the workplace, where character is communicated on a daily basis and modeled on a daily basis. Before long, you will see the fruit. It could take anywhere from 6 months to a year, but it can be done.
Depending on what plant it is.
Or what seed it is. Or who the gardener is.
Right. I've been speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Open for Business segment. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.